Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Number you're dialing is not minute charge if you continue. You can hang up now to avoid the charge.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
To start your show now, press 1 to hear important.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hello, hope everyone can hear me. Because we literally had technical troubles, and certainly I had to connect a different way this morning, so I pray that everyone can hear me. I don't see my regular callers coming in, but we're going to move forward, thank the Lord, because he is good, and he is great, and his mercy is everlasting and everlasting. And we certainly thank God for his goodness. And we have an outstanding lesson, thank God. I see people coming in again. Sorry for the delay, but As always, when you're dealing with technology, sometimes there will be a problem. Welcome. It is December 17th. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we are Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome again to Blog Talk. It's December. Praise the Lord. It's here, and therefore, Jesus is on the verge. He is actually, we're celebrating his birth, or we will be celebrating his birth, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And certainly, he is here. Praise the Lord. And now, we are in anticipation of 2023. Praise God, with God's blessings on the horizon. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. Excuse me. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Praise God. And I thank God for my co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who started this month out with an outstanding lesson. Praise God. Well, we have some announcements. Praise God. We probably take this show a little bit longer than normal because of the 10-minute delay in starting it. But with the announcements, turkeys and hams are going to be given out by a Redeeming Grace on tomorrow, and that's 11801 South Segerman. I do believe the time of that is 11 o'clock, so if you need a ham, if you need a turkey, go by there to Redeeming Grace, and certainly you can get a ham or a turkey for your Christmas dinner. Praise God. So we will be taking a holiday on December the 24th and December the 30th, and we will see you in the new year in 2023. Praise God. So, and that will be January the 7th, 2023. So on next week and the week after, praise God, we will be celebrating this time, this special time with our families and our friends, and certainly keep this ministry in your prayers as we continue to restructure and to regroup. So it is still time. We still got a couple of more weeks in this year. If you want to say, I want to make a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, you can. You can send the donation to me at P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. Checks are written out to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. If you want to do maybe Zelle or Cash App, you can give me a call directly, 309-750-7584. And to all of you that has supported this ministry in 2022, I thank God for you, and I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for everything that you've done to assist us and help us. And therefore, to everyone in radio land, I decree a blessing. I decree a blessing in the new year. I pray for your strength. I pray that God will continue to bless you richly and prosper and be prosperous in everything you do. If something have been done or if said on this radio, please give me a text. Please give me a call, 309-750-7584. If there's something that you want to hear in 2023, give me a call with that too, because certainly your opinion counts. And we want to move forward, and we want to give messages that's uplifting and encouraging to you. Praise God. So we're celebrating Advent. We're preparing for the coming. I skipped over a part, but we certainly are on the air every morning at 9 a.m., every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., except for the next two Saturdays coming up, praise God. But I've given you my telephone number, so you can reach out to me if you have any questions. So getting into the lesson, we are preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ at Christmas. And a lot of times Christmas is celebrated commercially, and people talk about gifts and the credit cards and interest rates, you know, during this time of the year. Praise God, if you don't have a credit card, some business will send you something in the mail to say, look, we'll give you $500, we'll give you $1,500, we'll give you $3,500, depending on what you have done in the past. Praise God. But they are so open to getting their merchandise out during this year that they will solicit you to buy their product. Praise God. So Advent, we're in this season. We're in this season, and of course, we're going into the third Sunday of Advent. And certainly the last Sunday in Advent will be next Sunday, or it would end the Christmas Eve, which is the 24th. And we've been talking about Advent. We've been talking about that and what it means. And certainly when we look at Advent, it just means the preparing or preparation for the coming of Christ at Christmas. And it involves spending spiritual preparation for the coming of Christ. As I talked about, the credit cards is trying to persuade you, they're preparing for you to obtain their merchandise. We also have a spiritual time to prepare for his coming. Not that we don't celebrate Christ 24/7, 7 days a week, pray God, hallelujah, but this is a special time. And certainly, it's an opportunity where the spirit of the world is open to receive more so than they would if it's not this time. So when we look at the third Sunday of Advent, it's a time of joy. It's a time of celebration. Mm-hmm. It's a time of thanking God for his goodness. And certainly, we are to celebrate this time. We are in celebration this time, you know, but sometimes the rhythm of Christian life allows different perspective, and sometimes it retreats from just the frenzy around us because it can be chaotic. People are selling stuff. You look on the news, everybody is trying to get you to get something, but this is a season of expectation. This is a season where we are anticipating Christ's return, and because we are expecting his return. Now, we are looking to his birth, but we know as Christians that he's already come, he's already died on the cross. So now we're looking to his second return. And if we look at the world around us, we look at everything that's involved, we look at what's going on, the murders, the shootings, the disasters, natural disasters, we know that Christ is on his way. And certainly when we look at the word of God on today, it will uplift you. It will take you higher. It will motivate you to a different level. And certainly when you listen and we get through with this lesson, you should be motivated, praise God, to have a joy during this time. It's not about gifts. It's not about presents, but it's about celebrating the birth and the resurrection, and we can just say, and the return of Jesus Christ. So this month of December, we have been celebrating Advent. We have been celebrating with anticipation. We have been getting ourselves spiritually together. We've been looking to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord who's able. We've got a joy. We've got a song on our heart. And certainly we are uplifted, and we're celebrating Christ because Christ is born. Mm-hmm. Now, this third Saturday in the month of December, we are just preparing for the Christ. Mm-hmm. We're preparing ourselves with a glad heart. We're preparing ourselves with the coming of the Christ child who will be born. And the word says in Luke, the first chapter, the 26th verse through the 38th, and I hope everyone can hear me. Again, we had technical problems this morning, and certainly I'm using a different setup than I normally would. The birth of Jesus foretold. in the sixth month, Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Mm-hmm. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Know that the Lord is with you." Mm-hmm. Whatever situation you're going through, whatever situation you're facing during this time, you know that the Lord is with you. You know, this time for most, to some, it's a time of depression. It's a time of sadness. We look at the young man that took his life on this week. It's a time where the enemy tries to smother you with despair, to say that you are not liked, God does not like you. But I'm here to let you know that's a lie from the pits of hell. That's a lie that the devil tells you because he wants you to be defeated. But here we have in the word, this word from Gabriel told Mary, the Lord is with you. I want you to know that the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. God is everywhere at the same time. There's no place that you can go to escape the presence of God because he cares that much for you. And this is why we celebrate this year, this season. This is why we celebrate, because God cared enough for you to send his son in the form of a man from a virgin into the world to set the captives free, because he loved you. And this didn't just start, praise God, in this time, during this season. No, God thought about this in the book of Luke, let me say it like that. But it started all the way in Genesis when Adam and Eve sinned, praise God. Confused and disturbed, and we're back to the word, praise God. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Mm-hmm. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God." I want you to know, you found favor today with God, my brothers and my sisters. And I am reading the New Living Translation. Sometimes I love reading the different translations because it gives me a quick understanding of the Word of God. And it puts it in my layman terms that I can understand. So it becomes simplistic and understandable. So the 30th verse says, "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God." You got favor. "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be a very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ascendant ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son, and now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." I want you to know that the word of God will never fail. The word of God, the book, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you interpretation and wisdom and understanding of the book, because the book is alive. When we talk about the Word of God, when we talk about the fact that it is active, that it is alive, when you look at the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit makes that book come alive. It makes that words on that paper come up, and it touches your soul. It touches your mind. It has the ability to change you. It has the ability to rearrange you, to rearrange every situation that you are facing. Why? Because it is active. When we go over in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it talks about the word of God is a sword. It's a sword that will cut through anything. It's like the surgeon's scalpel that will take you and transform you. So every soulless issue that you have, whether it's jealousy, whether it's anger, whether it's frustration, whether it's bitterness, that word of God will take you, slice you up in pieces, and then reconstruct you where none of that will be present. Ooh, I hope that you can hear me, Saints of the Most High. If some of you can, maybe you can text me and let me know, because this system just got crazy this morning, and I want to make sure that this word is being heard. Mary responded, and we're going down to the 38th verse. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you said about me come true." And then the angel left her. How many can say today that they are willing to accept what God has told them to do? How many things, or how many promises, or how many directions have you received from God and you haven't said, "May it be as the Lord has commanded me"? Praise God. We have got to be willing during this season, and that's why this is a spiritual praise God, you're coming in, and I thank God that you're coming in and let me know whether or not you can hear me, because praise God, because I want to be sure that you're able to hear. You know, sometimes the enemy will creep in and he will try to stop you from getting what the Lord has for you. But I want you to know this morning that he can only delay your blessings. And when we look at what the word is saying, when you look at the word that was given to Mary, first of all, God said that she's a woman of favor. Two, she said, "Why me?" And three, she said, "Thy will be done. Let it be done unto me." Praise God. And then we see over here, we've talked about Advent. We've talked about Zechariah. We've talked about Elizabeth. We've talked about the fact that Zechariah was told in the temple. He was in the temple doing the job of a priest. And the angel came to him, and his response was different from Mary. So much so until his mouth was shut, until he said, "Yes, Lord, and my son's name will be John." And instantaneously, his mouth was open, and praise came out of his mouth. So in essence, as we look to the situation we're in right now, and if we look at the churches in whole, we can compare the church today and look at Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel was going through a time. They were waiting. They were in exile. They were waiting with prayerful expectations of a Messiah. Mm-hmm. If we look at the African-American experience, their slavery in our past forefathers has gone through, but they look to the hills from which cometh our help. You know, Satan is trying to move away from the church. He's trying to people to move their opinions and their focus away from the church. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to let you know that the church is in expectation of Emmanuel, of the coming king, of the kingdom of God. And certainly God said he will build his foundation on the church. But when he come back again for the second time, there won't be any church, because God, Jesus, will rule. And that's back over in Revelations, if you want to know where I'm coming from. Praise the Lord. But God will rule. And certainly, praise God, we see the deception that Satan is trying to put upon mankind. But we know without a shadow of a doubt who is king. So, you know, the children of Israel would sing this song, O come, Emmanuel, and rest a ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. We can be like Israel to know that even now, praise God, we can call on the name of Jesus, and he responds to that call. We can say, Jesus, 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 and he's right there. Certainly, we look at next Sunday as the 25th, as Christmas, as the date that Christ was born, or as we celebrate it. But we already know that Christ has come, that he was born and he died, praise God. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's waiting to return again. We know that if we call on the name of Jesus, things happen. We know that if we call on the name of Jesus, he fixes our problems. If we call on the name of Jesus, he heals our problems. Why? Because he knows where we are, and he loves us enough to be born, to die, and to rise again. Ooh, hallelujah. We can go to Acts 2 and 17, which reads, and it shall pass through the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. If we hit Hebrews 1 and 2, it says, hath in these days spoken of unto us by his Son, whom he has anointed heirs of all things, by whom also we made the world. If we go down, praise God, we see that God, hallelujah, has given us this opportunity to celebrate, given us this opportunity to reacquaint ourselves with him. So clearly, when we look at the response of joy and we look at Mary's response, in terms of knowing that she would be the bearer of the Son of God, it was with great joy. Now, we understand that there was fear at first, but she took her fear and took it to the Lord. She took it to the Lord, and she received what the Lord had for her. And because she responded to what Gabriel had said to her, she would become, or she had favor of the Lord. She would become blessed upon many women, but that does not mean that she did not have, or she would not be exposed to some problems. We'll find also that we look at the scriptures, we'll find in the second chapter that they had to go to Nazareth in Judah, and a city called Bethlehem, praise God, because of taxes. So there was a journey that would be, or that would happen to Mary and Joseph. And you know what? We don't talk about Joseph in this deal. We don't talk about the fact that here is a man of the line of David, praise God, who said who was going to put his wife away privately, but God came to him in a dream and said, not so, don't do it. We have to talk about the man of God that took on the mantle, and praise God, that said, I am going to be a willing participant to what God has told me. And so in doing, he also became blessed in this situation. Because you know what? God will bless you. God will bless you abundantly if you obey what God has asked of you. So clearly the fitting response is joy, but this is not Mary's response, at least not initially. Instead, she is disturbed. Instead of embracing the good news, she stopped to consider. Gabriel reads her hesitant response. Don't fear, Mary. Let me tell you more. You have favor with God, and what that means, you will escape the anxiety or of barrenness. You will have a child, a son unlike any other infant born in these uncertain times. He will live. In fact, he will become great and ultimately rule upon David's throne. You will be the mother of the awaited one. And even with this news, yet again, her reaction is not a joyous one, but she does not embrace this news with giddiness. Instead, she poses a question. How? How can this be? In response, Gabriel uttered words, most holy words never spoken before or after. He tells her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the child conceived in your womb will be called Holy Son of God. Praise God. With the pregnancy of Elizabeth as an example, Gabriel concludes, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God, saints. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And after contemplating and questioning, her answer to the divine invitation is yes. Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be upon me according to your words. Hallelujah. So why would the church honor someone so serious on this coming Advent? Because it's joy. Because we are magnifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are to have joy in this time of the year. We are to put Christ first. We are to lean not on our own understanding, but to lean on him, because he is able. He was born. And you know what? Jesus went through everything that we have gone through. Everything that all problems, every situation, there's nothing that we will go through that Jesus has not gone through. So we are anticipating, we are preparing, we know that Christ is here, but we're still anticipating with great expectations on the horizon of knowing there's great joy, there's great promise, there's great fulfillment, there is great things that's going to happen. We can rejoice in the King. We can rejoice in knowing that God will do it. We can rejoice in knowing that we are not alone. We can rejoice in knowing that there is joy, unspeakable joy. Why? Because I can feel the presence of God living inside of me. And because of that, I have joy, joy, joy. Praise God. So in essence, as I close on this morning, as we take our holiday, praise God, I want to go back to some things that I often say during this time. Want to go with the names of our Messiah. Isaiah uses 5 names to describe the Messiah, and the names have special meaning. Wonderful. He is exceptional, distinguished without any peers. Counselor. He gives the right advice and he's all loving. The mighty God. Hallelujah. He is God himself, all powerful. Everlasting Father. He is timeless. He is God our Father. The Prince of Peace. He is the one government and one justice of peace, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When governments can't get together, God is a God of peace. And that's another thing when I look at peace. Peace, peace, peace. God is a God of peace. God is a God of love. Oh, we need to rest in God's peace during this time. Rest in God's anointing. Rest in God's ability to keep us. Rest in God's word, as I said, because the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall rule in your heart and your mind. Rule when Satan wants to get you off your square, the peace of God will be with you. When stuff comes your way and troubles come, but the peace of God will be with you. So you have peace and not confusion, peace and not frustration, peace and know that God, he's going to work it out. He has worked it out. 10 reasons why Jesus is the reason for the season. Every Christmas time we hear the phrase, Jesus is the reason for the season. But here is why Jesus is the reason for the season. Starting out with 10, the word Christmas includes Jesus' last name, Matthew 1:1. We get to sing fun songs that tell the story of Jesus' coming, Luke 2:13-14. Everybody loves when a baby is born, but none has changed the world as Jesus had, Matthew 1:21. We can truly be of good cheer and full of hope because Jesus came to save us, John 3:16. People are actually nicer this time of the year, and even strangers wish others well, just like Jesus taught, John 13:35. We sing joy to the world. It's okay. Joy equals, or joy means, Jesus others yourself. So when we think of joy, and I've been talking about joy quite a bit this morning, we can break those symbols down to Jesus, others and yourself. And you can find that in Luke 2:10. Christmas lights remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, and each of us should light the world as he does, John 8:12. It's a time of the year where we can all be like children, just like Jesus taught, Matthew 18:2-5. 2, Jesus' love inspires people to be extra kind in giving this time of year. 1 John 3:16. And last, and this is the last one, and I'm going to pray. The number one reason why Jesus is the reason for the season is that he is the ultimate gift to the world. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for each and every one. I thank you, God, for those that took the time out to be on this blog this morning, on this talk show this morning. We pray for them. We pray for them as we continue to go into the holiday season and the new year. We pray, God, that you will continue to bless them abundantly, Father God. And certainly if there's one that may hear this talk show and say, I don't know Christ. And God, I pray, God, that they will be willing to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior and repent of their sins and now walk in his principles and his ways. Father God, I pray right now, God, as we take our holiday, I pray that you continue to bless our co-host and Father God in all her endeavors. Father God, I pray for her. I pray her strength in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for every listener that has ever listened to this show, Father God, during this year, because this is the last time we will come together on this year. And Father God, I pray for them. I pray for the strength. I pray for their understanding. I pray, God, for them. Father God, I pray that you heal, deliver, and set free. And I pray, God, that something has been said, Father God, that it will encourage them to be strengthened in the name of Jesus, encourage them to move forward in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak hope in the name of Jesus. And most of all, I speak joy unspeakable. And Father God, as people think that there's no hope or they feel like they're in the valley of despair, I pray, God, that somebody will come by and speak a word of life, because words have meaning, and words are able to give life. words are able to uplift. And certainly I pray for those, and I pray, God, that you encourage them. I pray, God, that you encourage them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be encouraged, that they will speak a word of life over themselves, their lives, in the name of Jesus. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for their kids. I pray, God, I pray right now for their family members. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone, God, everyone and their families, and I pray their strength. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So certainly, thank God for each and every one of you. I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from me and my co-host. Praise God. Certainly, we have enjoyed bringing you these outstanding messages for the year 2022. And certainly, we look for your support. We look for you to join us in 2023 after we come back from our own family celebration for the next two Saturdays. And praise God, we will hit the floor running with exciting new messages, with exciting new topics that you can be a part of, that you can enjoy. Be encouraged, be uplifted, know that Christ is with you, know that Jesus has come, that we might have life and that life more abundantly. And certainly he's no longer dead, but he has risen from the grave, and we are in great anticipation. We are in great anticipation of his return. So therefore, again, I say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Be blessed, because God loves you. Bye-bye.